We have such a beautiful liturgy, such beautiful readings, such beautiful mysteries to consider, and we're just beginning. I really want to say a word that will help these beautiful mysteries to reach your heart, so I'm just going to ask you to help me. If you would just take a moment to pray for me, pray that I'll speak the Lord's words to you, and I'll pray for you that you're able to hear what He wants to say to each one of you in your own hearts. And let us entrust each other and our prayers to Our Lady's intercession as we pray together. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In our Gospel reading, we heard this little dialogue between Jesus and Peter, and Peter reacts very strongly. He says, "You will never wash my feet." Why does Peter react so strongly? What is it about having our feet washed that's so hard for us? Peter may be remembered one of his first encounters with Jesus, when Peter tried to tell Jesus about fishing, and Jesus taught Peter about fishing. "Cast your net into the deep." And they caught a great catch of fish. And Peter at that moment recognized and said to Jesus, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." Peter was in the presence of greatness, majesty, power, miracles, and he felt unworthy. And the Lord said, "Do not be afraid. I will make you fishers of men." The Lord raised Peter from his shame to a great dignity. You feel ashamed and little and poor and worthless, and I'm going to make you an apostle, a fisher of men. But here again, at the Last Supper, Jesus was challenging Peter and all the apostles to humble themselves because they were about to be treated like kings by the King of Kings. The King of Kings was about to take a knee and wash the feet of those apostles, Peter included. And it made Peter feel ashamed, made him feel uncomfortable. He didn't want to be served. And that's where we can start with our own hearts. Are we willing to let others serve us? Are we willing to allow ourselves to be cared for, even in such a humble way as having someone else wash our feet? The plan this evening, by the way, so I can plant the seed now, is that we were having the confirmation class have their feet washed, but there's only 6 of them. So I'm going to need some volunteers. It's hard. It's hard to have our feet washed. Makes us feel uncomfortable. And I want to take that another step, because that symbol of washing feet elicits from Jesus also a very strong response. Peter says very strongly, "You will never wash my feet." And Jesus says, "Then you will have no inheritance with me." Now, the inheritance that Jesus gives us is heaven. You don't let me wash your feet, you don't go to heaven. That's what he's saying to Peter. That's strong. Even stronger than Peter's resistance was Jesus' response. Because washing feet is also a symbol. It's a very concrete human thing that makes us feel a little uncomfortable because our feet tend to be a little stinky. I'm happy that none of you are washing my feet tonight because I wear sandals. They get a little stinky. They get a little yucky. And we feel uncomfortable when someone takes care of us when we're helpless and when we're unpresentable, when we feel our inadequacies, when we feel that we've done something wrong. Now, I'm just talking about dirt on the body, but we feel that also when there's dirt on the soul, when we haven't loved as we should love, or maybe we've done even worse and we've betrayed someone who's loved us. Maybe we've rejected love. Maybe we've been so caught up in our own business, whether it's watching television or reading the newspaper or playing video games, that we don't have time for those that we ought to be giving time to, for our children, brothers and sisters, for our parents. Pope Francis in the confessional said he always asked parents, "Do you have time to play with your children?" "Well, you know, Father, I have to work hard. I spend a lot of time. I'm really busy. Or, you know, there's a lot to do around the house. I have to do a lot of chores. I need to take care of a lot of things." Do you have time to play with your children? And when we don't spend the time, when we don't do what we know we ought to do, we can start to feel less and less worthy. We feel that in our souls. And then we kind of bury it. We cover it up in different ways. We cover it up behind our excuses. We cover it up behind our accomplishments. We cover it up behind the other good things that we do. And we don't address that part of us that we don't feel so good about. But the symbol of washing feet, as Pope Benedict taught us a few years ago in one of his teachings, he said, it's also a symbol of confession, to receive God's mercy, to let God take care of us, to allow him to love us, to allow him to clean not just our bodies, and especially that kind of stinky, yucky part of our bodies that we're normally covering up in shoes, or at least that we don't look at, and we certainly don't stick in anyone's face for them to wash. But there's a part of our soul that's like that too. And that's the part of our soul that's falling short of our calling as Christians. That part of our soul where we're weak and inadequate and poor, even sinful, where we've made mistakes and we've failed, and we'd rather just kind of keep that stinky thing somewhere else. But that's the place where Jesus wants to bow before each one of us, just like he did with Peter. And Peter got it all those many years ago, that Jesus really wanted to wash his soul, that humble foot washing. Jesus wants to give us mercy. He wants to shower mercy on us. And it doesn't make any sense any more than we don't normally have people volunteering to do foot washing. I bet that none of you have ever gone to work and had your boss say, "You know, I'd really like to wash your feet today. I've been thinking about it, and I think that'd be a lot of fun." Yeah, nobody's nuts like that, except for Jesus. Jesus is nuts like that. He's crazy for us, and he does crazy things for us, bending down to wash our feet, bending down to wash our souls, even when we haven't lived up to all of the gifts that he's given us, the calling that he's given us. Baptism, our Christian faith. Jesus wants to bend down and wash us. St. Therese says he wants this so much, he has pent up mercy. He has all of this mercy in his heart that he wants to give us, that it's hurting him because we aren't receiving it. Because we just tell him, "I'm all right. I can get along on my own. I don't really need that much help." Why is it so hard for us to accept help? Because every time that we refuse help, we refuse love. And you know the one thing that lasts in this world, beyond this world? It's not money, it's not our property, it's not all of our creations. The one thing that lasts into eternity, the one thing that lasts to heaven, is love. And every time we refuse someone's help, every time we refuse a little bit of mercy, every time we insist on lifting ourselves up rather than accepting that hand that reaches down to us, we close off a little bit of love. That's a pity. Pope Benedict also taught us, and Pope Francis actually reiterated it this morning. I didn't even ask him to do that, you know, based on my homily, but I was grateful that he was so kind as to do that. He told us that love cannot be created or produced. Love can only be received and given. There's a law of conservation of love, we might say. We can't give what we don't have, and we don't have it unless we receive it. And the ultimate source of all love is always God. And unless we allow Him to love us, and so often He does it through other hands and feet and eyes and mouths, through other voices and faces, unless we receive that love from others, we won't have much to give. And what we'll end up doing is just sort of staying at a very low level of giving and receiving love. Not nearly the kind of generous self-gift that Jesus wants us to have. Not nearly the self-sacrifice that we are made capable of, that God entrusts to us. But when we start opening our hearts to the radical quality of God's mercy, accepting His help, taking risks, giving what we don't think we have, bending the knee to wash the feet of others, extending mercy and forgiveness, not just allowing those old family grudges to continue on one year after the next, but taking the step to reach out and offer forgiveness, ask for forgiveness, taking the step to reach out and help a wife, a husband, taking a step to reach out and helping a brother or accepting help from a brother. When we start to open to these gifts of love, then that love starts to multiply and it starts to cascade. And before we know it, there's a whole flood of love. And that's what Jesus started 2,000 years ago. You know, 2,000 years ago, He washed 12 feet, 12 pairs of feet. You know how many feet will be washed tonight? There'll be 12 in this church, but there are, 150,000 churches in our country. 1 million, 2 million churches in the world times 12. Those 12 feet have become 12 million feet because there were 12 who were willing to receive that gesture of love that Jesus wants to give us. Every time we open our hearts to love, every time we allow His love to fill us up, every time we choose to live out that commandment that He gave us at the Last Supper, love one another as I have loved you, then that love multiplies and it can spread through the world. There will be 12 who receive the foot washing here tonight, but I encourage you, even after when we have time to adore the Lord in the Eucharist, allow Him to bend before you and wash your feet. Imagine what that would be like, Jesus Himself, because that's the love that He has for each one of you, a desire to wash each pair of feet, desire to communicate His mercy, a desire to clean up our hearts and clean up our souls, a desire to take care of the little details in our lives, a desire to help us with everything we do so that we can also extend that grace, that love to one another.